Hello, everyone. Good day, good day. It is 10:57 a.m. Eastern Time, all the way from BX in the Bronx. Welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you who have been here before, welcome back. For those of you who are new, today we announce the winner of the 5th annual poetry contest. And just so you're aware, ahead of time, we are also live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. I don't know how that's gonna work, but we shall see. Sorry, I had a cough. Yesterday was good. We have 2 minutes before we start. How's everyone doing? How was your week? And are you ready for the new week? Hopefully everything is fine and you're doing great. I'm wondering, should I put my phone on do not disturb? And then I'm thinking no, because that's what I did the last time. So you're gonna hear the contestants again, and then at the end we will announce the winner. But in the meantime, I'm gonna start on the other platforms. So give me a chance, give me a minute.
Un, dos, y un, dos, tres, y. Bueno, sí. Camina. Escucha mi salsa ahora, mi salsa para bailar, este ritmo tan sabroso, el ritmo para guarachar. Yo te canto con sentimiento, mi banana te la voy a dar. Muévese con sabrosura, a ver a ver. Los tambores se están arrullando, la banda está en candela ya, todo el mundo está bailando.
Welcome, welcome. How's everyone doing today? This is Wanda, your host of Salty Coffee. What's going on? Peace and blessings to you, Chocolate Gold, all the way on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. Sonia, I'm so happy you're here. Girl, we got a lot to talk about today. Mr. Tubi, how you doing? Sister Crystal, welcome. So we are currently live on Facebook, YouTube, and I'm thinking Instagram. I don't know how that works yet. But for those of you not on stereo, well, come visit us. Come visit us on stereo. It's stereo dot, what is it? It's a stereo app. Can't go online with it. You can't go on the desktop or your laptop. You have to come to the phone. Download the app, it's for free. Come and meet new people. New greatness, network with other people, and it's an amazing place. There are some channels that are not for you, but I'm telling you, come visit us so that you can listen to the different groups, different individuals from all over the world, and you'll find where you fit best. And if you don't find something where you fit best, create it. Be your own content creator on there. It's for free, and it's an opportunity for you to learn more about other people, and you'll probably learn a lot about yourself. So tune on in, and thank you again for those of you on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and all those other great social media. And if you haven't visited yet, come visit the Salty Coffee Podcast webpage, www.saltycoffeepodcast.com, where you will see all of the networks, all of the information is on there. Can't miss anything. So in case you're in the train and you saw something that you remember me talking about and you have to go back to the link, go onto the page, www.saltycoffeepodcast, and you'll find it there. And this includes any events that are happening soon, which, by the way, I would love to announce that one of our hosts on the web, Black Girls in Web 3.0, Dazzle, she's having an event from the 18th, I believe, to the 21st. But instead of me telling you, let me just show you the video for those of you on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. So for those of you on stereo who cannot see the video.
Yeah, what's up with it? Do it cause I love it and I stuck with it. We ain't with the subbing in the car with it. Please none of talk
about it. 420 experience.
Where you at, who you with? You ain't really about this. Don't talk about it. Really on the move, on the map, never slip. Keep your hands
sealed.
Don't talk about it.
Real
lives, real lives. All the time standing on it if we set it. We don't walk around it. Loose lips, ain't shit. Red cup, no trust. Who this? No, we don't allow it. Really on go.
Chicago Crypto Block Bully.
Keep us smoking in the hallway. Now we got shows, boys feeling
DJ
like
Bruja.
Even on a crossway, driving down Cross Bay, our town,
Rico Corina.
Big things came up a small way. Championship rings, baby, that's a ball game.
Dr. Tony. Look,
baby, that's small change. Yeah, that money talk. If we ain't cold, then cut me off. No breaking news, don't run your mouth. Thought it was a plug, now he running off. Thought it was a plug, now he running off. What you gonna do? Where you at? Who you with? You ain't really about this. Don't talk about it. Really on the move, on the map, never slip. Keep your hands to your lips. Don't talk about it. Real eyes, real eyes, real eyes.
NFT music showcase.
If we said it, we don't walk up on it. Loose lips, ain't shit. Red cup, blue trips, no
phone.
Whoa, whoa. Don't do that. We the best coming out of BK.
And
I thought you knew that. Step up in the function. All these women like who that got me looking like money. Yeah, they love me. Yeah, true that. Big rats, no bag, no swag. We ain't cutting no.
And for those of you again who can hear me on YouTube, because those on stereo can't see the video, but these are the people who collectively get together once a year with Dazzle D. Dazzle D is one of our co-hosts from the Black Girls in Web 3.0. She's amazing. I want you to go visit her website, What Dazz Do, I had it all written down over here. whatdazzdo.club. Click on the 420, the Winner's Tribe 420 experience. And you'll find the information there if you're interested in, you know, getting with people who do this for a living. So Dazzle D is the organizer of the Winners Tribe 420 experience, and it's an annual 420 weekend cannabis-friendly event in Colorado. Connect with like-minded cannabis, crypto, and innovators enthusiasts. Explore the opportunities to learn, grow, and network. And for tickets, go to her page. It's still open. It's still available. And our beautiful Ms. Ruby from Breakfast with the Thomases, she will also be there. She will also be there. So you get to meet her and her husband, Mr. Alvin Thomas. And that's going to be a great experience. And just so you are aware, for those of you who don't smoke, or, you know, do anything with cannabis. It's more than that. It's about the clothing. We how to make sustainable clothing with hemp, how to make healing oils. So it's a little bit more than that. Some teas that are very healthy and organic and authentic, and just something that people can use outside of the medical Western medicine. And it's a little bit more holistic lifestyle. So people that will be there will be people who will encourage you to live a little bit more of a holistic lifestyle. And what's wrong with that? And in the same time, learn how to earn, you know, some cryptocurrency, how the blockchain works, and the Web 3.0 society that we're transitioning into. I'm gonna play these two messages on Stereo app.
Good morning, Salty Coffee. How you doing? Yeah, facts, Wani.
Good morning, Mr. Tubi Movie. Thank you for stopping by.
Grand rising, Miss Salty Coffee. Looking good, girl. All right, happy Sunday. Help. Everybody's having a wonderful day. Let's keep it going. Self-care Sunday with Salty Coffee. You know that. That's what's up. And thank you so much for being a part of the Black Girls in Web 3. It's time for us to do our thing. And I can't wait to hear who the winner is for this. Come on, girl. Come on.
I can't wait either.
There's going to be folks there also. Just want to pop in and let you know that we got some crypto enthusiasts that are at another whole nother level of the game, teaching how to get involved with major industries. We have a young lady who's going to be teaching the truckless trucking business, where you have a more secure and safe way to make income in this industry, having to do with, you know, import exports. And you can get involved through crypto, through the blockchain. We have other blockchain, literally other blockchain bullies out here who are really helping people make six to seven figures, creating this over time, teaching things like literally DeFi. But we want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to find a group of people where they're going to grow. It's going to teach them something new, and you'll be able to take it to the next level. That's why I'm going. I'm going to find where the money at. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. And we cannot wait until you come back with the juice so that we all can learn a little bit more about what's outside of Stereo, outside of YouTube, and in Colorado. I've never been there before, hoping to visit one day. So maybe I'll make it to the next one. In the meantime, yeah, Black Girls Do Crypto, Black Girls in Web 3.0. Okay, I gotta la, 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 la. I have to get my words. Whew, I just had a Rise coffee, the mushroom coffee. Speaking of Rise mushroom coffee, is anybody here listening now aware that I lost 30 pounds in 5 months? And yesterday I finally went to a vineyard with my friends. And I had some pizza, I had some cheese, couturi platter. I didn't have the meat part of it, but, and I'm ready to go back into getting back on track. You know, I learned how to make sure that I eat the vegetables and fruits that I needed. And I just had a great time. I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to, you know, feel guilty. I didn't feel like, oh, you know, I'm drinking wine after I said I wasn't gonna do it. I mean, I haven't done it since December 27th. So yesterday was my first time having my first drink. It was all right. It wasn't something that I'm like, oh, let me just get the bottles and let's start popping bottles in the house, which would have been something that I would have done before. So it was a great day, great weather all the way in Long Island. And I just had a awesome time with my friends, and it was a much needed relaxation. So I encourage you that if you don't do the every Sunday self-care Sundays for yourself, and you take a couple of hours just to release, calm down, take some time off, declutter your mind, stop thinking about anything right now, at least do it once a month. Or, you know, just Take some time off with some friends. If you have a friend who invites you to go somewhere just to chill and relax, chill and relax. And I think that's a great way for you to help each other out with whatever is going on in your life. So please make sure that you take some time for yourself, stop stressing, and just live your life. Because at the end of the day, I mean, what worse can happen, right? So I cannot wait to announce the 5th annual poetry contest winner. But going back to the Black Girls in Web 3.0, we are hoping to have Dr. Tony, who is going to be a speaker, and she's a holistic doctor, and she's going to be at that event in Colorado. So we're hoping to have her on our next episode of Black Girls in Web 3.0. It's every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern time on the on our YouTube channel for P2G TV, P2G Networks TV, and that's on YouTube. You can always go to my website and find the channel there, just in case you forget. And you always find out what I'm doing and events that I'm going to. So like if you need like a reference on something, what to do, what to read at the moment, you can always visit the website and my information is in there. Let's see what else we got here. Another new podcast that I'm listening to is Babes Unscripted. It's two young Latina ladies filled with positive energy. I mean, they just started their podcast and it's pretty good. They've interviewed international women who tell their stories and their journey. And I think it's important for all of us to tune in, because sometimes when you hear those stories and their journey and their survivals to freedom, you kind of like think, okay, I've been in the United States and really, are we really free? And are we really free from society or free to do whatever we want to do? When you listen to these stories of refugees or whatever you want to call them, people who come from other countries to survive to this one, you kind of want to like sit back, pay attention, look at what that means globally, right? And Ms. Ruby always talks about, you know, the global economy and how that's going to affect us. So most of the things that have been done in the past, I would say, 5 decades maybe, and 50 years, because I'm 54. So even before that, some of the things that government has created that has affected other countries, we're getting the backlash on it in this country. So I just want you to take some time to go ahead and check out the Babes Unscripted podcast on YouTube and listen to some of the stories, just so that you can also have gratitude and be grateful for the things that you do have currently right now and the freedoms that you have. And go back to the P2G networks to listen to the information there about what you do have and how to make that change as well. So I think it's important for us to connect, to not just listen to a couple of people and, you know, just have our we're so restricted and limited to information. Expand, go outside of stereo, outside of YouTube, outside of Facebook, and explore, listen to other people and listen to their stories. And I think that's how we are going to somehow collectively and peacefully get together. And once we start learning about each other and how cultures, traditions work successfully into making their communities a happy and healthy community, then we can all start getting together and, you know, think about it differently. Look at life in a different perspective, right? So I'm hoping, and I wish them much success, because they're great ladies and I can't wait. So any questions, any comments? I'm going to play right now on our, you won't see the visuals if you're on stereo, but I want you all to listen to the story of how the Salty Coffee Podcast Poetry Contest started.
On March 31st, 1989, I accompanied my mother to the hospital for hernia removal surgery. Shortly after the anesthesia was administered, the doctor came back with the news that there were complications, and my mother had slipped into a coma. By April 12, 1989, the hospital determined that there was no hope and made the decision to pull the plug. At the time, I was just 19 years old and in my first year of college. I had to quit my part-time job and withdraw from school. The family had no financial means to cover the funeral expenses, and I had no savings or income to rely on. With the support of friends and family, I was able to start anew within a year. During my initial year of employment at Columbia University, I had the privilege of meeting exceptional colleagues who offered invaluable resources and guidance essential for a successful professional journey. Notably, Mr. Arthur Mack shared insights on investments, savings bonds, and tax deductions crucial for financial literacy. Sadly, the recent passing of Wilma Dunbar, a mentor in my personal life, left a profound impact. From the onset of my tenure at Columbia, she imparted knowledge on our bargaining agreement, shedding light on the ongoing struggle for human rights and gender equality. Our discussions underscored the progress made by women while emphasizing the need for continued advocacy and reform. My mission has been to empower women worldwide to discover their true identity through meaningful conversations and practical application of newfound knowledge. In pursuit of this goal, I established the Salty Coffee Podcast and initiated a poetry contest in memory of my late mother. Her teachings on integrity, respect, and accountability resonate in my endeavors, emphasizing the importance of upholding one's word without causing harm to others, whether physically or emotionally. I want to thank all of those who participated in the contest and the audience for listening every Sunday on Self Care Sunday to Salty Coffee. Thank you all, and I love you.
And just to get back to the comments on those listening through YouTube, Facebook, and I think Instagram. I'm not sure if it's available, but let me know if you guys see it. Sister Crystal, welcome. Bree Talks, welcome. Mr. Tubi, thank you for hanging in there. Check yourself. Hola, amiga, ¿cómo estás? Sonia and Miss Ruby, thank you so much for coming in. Chocolate Gold, thank you for tuning in through YouTube. I appreciate it. And the right to Funkin' Crypto, welcome, welcome, all the way from Facebook. Thank you all. I'm gonna play the winner from last year, Miss Luna Goddess, who she was amazing. She was just like dropped in. The universe said, here, there you go, Salty Coffee. And this is the winner from last year.
It's called Elephant in the Room. I wrote this poem in October of 2021, and actually it was more of a channeled message that needed to get out. So I was in between clients in my car trying to get this get the words together because it kept coming. So that's what this is. And should I just start?
Yeah, unless you want to share what clients. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I was like, well, wait a minute, channels and let the messages. I get it. So, but yeah. We'll, yeah, go ahead. If you want to share that, that's fine. Or you can go ahead and start.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I do channel messages. That just started happening over the, like more frequently over the past 2 years. I channel messages from spirit, from source or whatever, ancestors. And this was the first time that I actually experienced something like this to this capacity. So, and even so much so the words that they were giving me, I had to, I had to look up in a dictionary because I wasn't really sure if it made sense or what was happening. So that's how that went. Before I start though, the young lady, Karen, who, started off first, she said the name of her poem was Choose. And when I got up today, I decided to commit to doing yoga and meditation for 30 days. And I was scrolling on YouTube trying to find a yoga practice. And I happened to find one that was, this girl was actually doing the 30-day challenge. And yes, today was day one. So I happened to stumble upon that. And the word for today was choose. And so the prompt that she gave us was to decide what did we need to choose. And my answer for that was me. And all of this is aligned, and I love how it's just lining up. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Like I said, this is called The Elephant in the Room. I promise that when you finally get a glimpse, just a small glimpse of what people who love you see, you're going to be blown away at how true it's been the whole time. It's like cleaning off the lens of your glasses for the very first time. It's like a fresh pair of contacts, but literally new contacts. Who the fuck is this? Pay attention to the ones that tried to play you. Better yet, tear down your self-esteem. The same ones that laughed at your dreams but secretly tried to mimic that shit. The exact ones that try to take that shit. Yes, I'm talking use your heart for their egotistical gain. Oh, but they thought they could sprinkle your magic on their godforsaken terrain. But guess what? They won't prosper. Because all the weapons they try to form against you, they shall not prosper. And I said, no weapon. I do mean no voice and no ill will shall prosper. And I mean, they got to get ghosts like Casper pretending to be friendly kinfolk. And I mean, presenting themselves as sheep, but dressed in wolf's clothes. All inauthenticity shall and will be exposed. It is blasphemous. The tongue speaks negatively. You cannot curse me. I exude a God energy. Yes, I said it, but let me repeat myself for those who thought they misunderstood me. I said I exude a God energy. So fuck your opinion about who you think I am. I am that God says I am, a warrior, a priestess, a healer. I am victorious, a mastermind, and I shall master the mind because I can. If you take a closer look into your neglected soul, you too would be surprised by all the things you're bound to find. So go ahead and pay the toll, free your mind, learn forgiveness, and in divine time you will begin to experience for yourself the benevolent power of the Most High. Cry out to God, even with your shaking voice. Your words carry power, but my love, it is your choice. You can choose to be free or be bound by the weight of the world, your struggle confined by your overpopulated mind due to a mental bind and a lack mentality. But one day you'll find that rest unlocks a stillness, and through an open heart will you discover true emotional fulfillment. Rest assured that satisfaction is guaranteed, but let not your thoughts control your actions, my love. You gotta be at peace with giving their vices little to know of that satisfaction. And I say little because you need to show up in a way where your light shines so bright that not even you can fathom how in the hell, and I mean how with the hell did I get here? How on this earth did I become so rare? But truth is, you were always a gem, and might I add, a very precious one, hidden in the shadows of your peers. So you better believe that there's an exceptional explanation for why God kept you there. See, you were, I mean, you are, I am a magnificent creation of the one omnipotent creator, a very powerful and unique being with ultimate and infinite potential to prosper like a phoenix rising from the in-depth celestial body of the moon's impacted crater. Do you feel free yet? Have your higher self, your God self, taken the lead yet? Well, let me address the triumphant elephant in the room. I am the triumphant elephant in the room, successfully embodying the intelligence, the wisdom, the majesty, because I am majestic. And let's not overlook my loyalty, my strength, and your audacity to think for 1 second that I would fold under pressure. Baby, I am the one applying pressure, so be mindful of your gestures. I pray soul exists in stature, and let me be clear, I have arrived. She has arrived, and I am making my presence known. My name is already being discussed in rooms. My feet hasn't even been shown. Just know that I am coming full steam ahead. My life has been perfectly orchestrated and molded by the divine, but my love, we can all break bread. After all, isn't that what Jesus did? Before there was bloodshed, they said he died for that which we call sin. God would forgive.
That was Luna Goddess. Luna Goddess is also a singer, and she has two songs that you can find on Spotify. One of them is Peace. And you have to spell her name correctly on Spotify. It's Lunar, L-U-N-A-R, Goddess. And then the other one is Moving On. Moving On is amazing. It's my favorite. And she's an amazing woman. And I cannot get enough of her poetry. So this year, we had 6 contestants. We had Elizabeth with How I Exhale. We have Bernard, also known as Rav 670 or 667. He had If I Was the Devil. We had Karen with Purpose People and People. We had Enspec with The Tin Surprise. We had TT with Trilingual. She speaks Spanish, English, and French. And she's all the way in Spain. She's Dominican, but she lives in France, sorry. And then we had Sonia with The Something About. So I'm going to play them all now so that you can listen to it. And then we will announce the winner. Calm down, calm down. This is a Tin Surprise by Enspectacular, who is a content creator with her beautiful significant other TBS, and they have a morning show on here every day. I think it starts like at the crack of dawn. No, it's like around 6 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. And they have different segments. They're a fun couple. They talk about sports, food. They're sponsored by Concord Grape Jelly. So it's a great show in the morning, and it's interactive. And again, for those of you who are not on stereo and you're listening on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch and Instagram, if that's happening right now, please make sure that you visit us and come join the family here on Stereo App. It's an amazing thing. We have morning shows. We have working out shows with voice coach Sally B and Goodies. That's a great show. Sometimes we have Sister Crystal just doing her own thing with her music. Her collaboration and research is amazing. And we also have Breakfast with the Thomases every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 8 a.m. Eastern time. And that Breakfast with the Thomases, that could be about anything. But one thing you come out of there is learning about the economic system and the global economic system and just you and how you think about money. So some people think about it as energy, which is okay. That's fine. But the conversations are great in the morning. You'll learn something for sure, for sure. And then you have me, Salty Coffee, every Sunday with self-care. Just take a moment to learn about what you got upset about the week before and how you're going to fix it for the upcoming week. How are you going to challenge yourself to organize yourself? How are you going to challenge yourself to stop bad habits and create new ones that are healthier? All right. And that was a little too much. All right, let's go. So Tin Surprise by Enspectacular.
In a kitchen filled with dreams and delight, I sought a cookie to save it with all my might. But alas, my hopes were soon to be dashed, for the cookie bin held a secret unmasked. With anticipation, I opened its lid, imagining sweetness a treat to forbid. But to my dismay, what did I find? Sewing accessories, not cookies of any kind. Needles and threads, buttons and pins, lay where cookies should have been. My cravings for sweetness quickly turned sour, as disappointment consumed me in that hour. Oh, how my taste buds longed for a treat, yet all I found was a sewing retreat. The cookie bin deceived, a trickster it played, leaving my taste buds unfulfilled and betrayed. But life surprises, they often unfold in ways we least expect the stories unfold. And though my cookie craving remains unfulfilled, I'll savor the sweetness in lessons distilled.
I'm all for generational trauma, which is why my future kids will continue to not see cookies in the cookie tin, but they will see flour and or sewing materials. But this is also old school. I think kids nowadays aren't going to the supermarket to buy butter cookies, but they're buying Oreos. Let the trauma continue.
Love it. I love it. Have you ever had a tin surprise? Were you looking at those delicious butter cookies on the can, then you open it and voila, it's just coins or, you know, something else other than cookies. I love it. And I love how she ended it with a cute little, you know, I won't do that to my kids type of thing. I want to make sure they get some Oreo cookies. I just think it's amazing. Thank you, Nspec, for that. And y'all shall see who the winner is. So this one, I had to break it into two parts. Bernard, I believe, is from Ireland. I'm making this assumption. I don't know Bernard, but Bernard is a fan of the Here We Have Hear Me Out Poetry with Dr. Poetry, also known as Isabella. And she has her show every Saturday night. So if you're really into poem and you just want to share your poem and it's just an interactive poetry, just hear me out type of thing, no contest, no, which is fine. But just to bring your art to it, come on in at every Saturday night right here on Stereo at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's Hear Me Out with Dr. Poetry. So this one is If I Was the Devil by Rags 67, also known as Bernard, and I had to break it down into two parts, so forgive me for that.
If I were the devil, I would start with your mind, creating fear and destruction till your weakness I find, making the most humblest of lives feel like an uphill slope, taking away all your faith, removing all hope. If I were the devil, I would inject a fear hate infusion. I'd take all your freedoms until it's just an illusion. I would treat you like slaves, so half your life would be spent on bare minimum wages, unable to save up a cent. If I were the devil, I would charge unaffordable medical fees and create and inject a far worse disease. I would lie and say, it's COVID you've got, and mandate you more illness in the form of a shot. If I were the devil, I would stop you from growing and prevent you from using God's seeds for your sowing. Like your vaccines and ingredients, I would not expose, and I'd poison your foods using cancer-causing GMOs. If I were the devil, I would make toxins increase. I would fly up above you and slowly release. I would mist up your skies so your sun is no more, which will prevent you from growing food and colder seas on the shore. If I were the devil, I would fracture humanity into the religion they serve or the color they see. I would teach children false values till resentment is built. Then on the other race's children, I would then place the guilt. I would brainwash your children till their reality I destroy and make them uncomfortable to live as a girl or a boy. If I was a devil, I would brainwash you at school and then use all your outcome as a political tool. I would feed you hormone blockers and Adderall, I suspect, blaming your suicides on the condition instead of the drug side effects. If I were the devil, some techniques I would explore. One would be keeping your world in perpetual war. I would broadcast what I'm doing, creating heartbreak and pity, and create demonstrations and marches in your states and in your city. If I were the devil, I would make all this place no longer about friendship and more about race. I would make friendships less about respect and trust, and instead make them more about deceitfulness and lust. If this was the world that I was pursuing, I would tell whoever's running it, you're doing all right, just carry on what you're doing. Now you know that I've now set up the traps within the bills and the rules. I now have gone into place my Luciferian worker to brainwash you through. I have worked with you all year after year to destroy your spirituality and replace it with fear. You are all so confused with your education you have that you have no intuition left, so you can't tell the good from the bad. You think that it's wrong to have an independent opinion. You believe you are free, but you're actually my minions. I brainwash you all through movies and songs. Now your faith is all weak, whereas once it was strong. I have gone into your churches and infected your preachers. I have uneducated your instincts in your schools, you teachers. Your faith is no more, and your hope is now ceased. Then the next step is my ownership in the mark of my beast. The chemicals that I feed you to make your mind over-relax. You are freely spraying upon yourselves from airplanes the potion I named Funvax. I lied about your water, on your stupidity I relied. And now your brain function is how I want it with the help of you. So the thought of you leaving this earth I control, along with all your anger and your fear. So no need to panic about hell. Unbeknownst to you all, you're already here.
That was Bernard, also known as Rav67. That was amazing. It was two-part. It was kind of difficult because he entered his poetry kind of late. But we got him in there as soon as possible. So thank you, Bernard. Thank you, Inspect. And the next one is People and Purpose by Karen. Karen was our first guest in the Web Girls, Black Girls in Web 3.0 episode. And it was amazing. If you missed that interview, you can always go back on YouTube and find it. And here's her poem, People and Purpose.
People and Purpose, poem by Care Builder. People and purpose go hand in hand as part of the processes of this land. Even those that stay to themselves and don't like interaction, as they make phone and internet orders, it still takes hands, feet, and energy, the purpose of people, to make this happen. As we have minds and thoughts that intertwine in the ethers, nature, and divine, the thoughts turning to things that form a synergistic line. One idea comes, then that gets formed to something we can grasp, spreading from one soul to the next, multiplying around the world, and we connect. People and purpose should be for the...
Don't ask me what happened there. I think I did this before and it didn't go through, but I am going to play the full one in a minute. Give me 1 second. Well, let me go back and play It's Just Something About, which is the last one.
It's just something about. It's just something about. It's being at a party event in the same room, admiring each other from afar. Handsome with a strong jawline and a split black suit. I'm the lady in red. Beautiful curves, natural hair. Low key, want to touch. It's just something about the grand red carpet entry as a couple, superpower couple, walking side by side. It's relationship goals, Mr. and Mrs. It's just something about finally getting home and listening to the sound of the zipper from my dress unzipping, then feeling his gentle hands unhooking my diamond necklace. The feel of his masculine 5'10" body frame brushing up against me. It's us in our master bedroom with open balcony doors, ushering the breeze of the moonlight's air. Him running his fingers through my hair, my hands caressing his muscular back, my legs apart, middle voiced, anticipating the thrust of his manhood. It's just something about falling asleep in his arms while watching Netflix. The smell of his cologne, the cozy ambiance on the couch, the aroma of veggie pizza, butter popcorn, potato chips, and sweet red wine. The light glare cast on the wall from the flat TV screen. It's just something about, yes, ma'am, this bundle service would save me $250 for the year. And I replied, well, let me consult with my husband first. Thank you for your time. It's just something about dancing together on a lazy Saturday afternoon. Come on, one step, two steps, body synchronized. It's top not dressed to the teeth. Photo shoot, queen and king. Take a picture, click, click. Take a picture, click, click. It's just something about respecting his solitude, vice versa mine. Miss you, babe. FaceTime. Praying and meditating together. Crisscross applesauce. Thank you, Lord. It's just something about having steak dinner at a 5-star restaurant, secretly paying the bill with the waiter. It's him, babe, hold on now. We gotta pay the bill. Gotta pay the bill now. It's me, babe, don't worry about it. I took care of it already. It's him looking puzzled in the face.
You pay the bill? You pay the bill, babe?
It's me, yeah. It's him and his thoughts.
Well, then, dang. Look at my baby.
It's us walking out the restaurants to 2019 black Cadillac Escalade. Him opening the passenger door. It's him smacking my butt before getting into the car. It's just something about putting onions in his socks. Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup. With soda on the side. It's just something about, congrats, you have a healthy baby. It's him walking into the hospital with a baby carriage. It's the small talks. It's just something about wanting to be somewhere peaceful and having some intimate moments. It's just something about. It's just something about. It's just something about. Dot, dot, dot.
It's just something about. So there are two poems that I cannot get at the moment. and that is the completion of People and Purpose, and the one from the Trilingue from our beautiful Madame TT, who's also known as Tu Bizcochito on here. And one of the reasons hers is not, I just totally forgot she came to do hers live. She wanted to do it live because she also dedicated a song that she sang on that day of the contest on here in honor of our beloved, my mom. So I'm going to go ahead because time is coming to almost an end. And I'm just going to share with you all. And I want to say thank you again for Mr. Tubi, Movie, Shonda, Sister Crystal, Check Yourself, Miss Thomas, Sonia, Oshun, and Eddie from the Bronx. Thank you for those on stereo who are currently live listening to this broadcast. And for those of you on YouTube, Sister Crystal, The Right to Funk and Crypto, our beautiful JoJo, our beautiful Chocolate Gold, and who else is in here? Oh, and me, I'm in there too. I'm not sure who Blind Faith is, but welcome, Blind Faith. I think that's a marketing person or one of those bots. But thank you, bots, for popping up too and bringing up the numbers on YouTube. I appreciate it. And I'm going to announce the total number of votes was 196 for the six contestants. Out of the 196, only 191 were official votes. We did go through this last night at 1 a.m. in the morning. I went back to bed at 2. But we had to screen it out, and each contestant will get the total votes that came in number, and to see which ones were removed so that they all know that it's fair, was conducted this transparency, and that it was conducted fairly. And also they will receive individual emails with the people who supported them and their email, so they can send them a thank you letter for their vote. And that's just the right thing to do. Again, Salty Coffee does not use the emails used for the voting to share those emails with other networks or other podcasters at all. So you can inform your family that their emails were not used other than the purposes of validating the vote. That's it. So I want to give the numbers now. And where is everybody? All right, I need a little bit of help. Anybody want to leave a comment or anything about the poetry contest? Anything you can encourage Salty Coffee to do better next year? Anything, please leave a comment. See, we have one. Oh, okay, Sister Crystal, I hear you. Sister Crystal is listening to us on both. I think Sister Crystal likes to see the visual too, which I do. Let me see, I can go on camera. Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing? But yeah, no comments. Oh. I can say this: the winner is going to get $200 cash through their means of payment. And cash, I mean, the fiat, the one we always use, and the one we have to start learning how to understand that it's just there. It's just $200, and the value of money, it's pretty much energy at this point. And they will win their choice of two courses through P2G Networks, and they will learn a little bit more about what the P2G Networks is about and what we talk about in our episodes on Black Girls in Web 3.0, talk about every day, and along with Breakfast with the Thomases, the things that we talk about every day, financial literacy. Okay, good. We got some messages.
Hey, Saucy Coffee. I just wanted to slide in and tell you hello. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. Great entries into the contest. And I thought you put this together wonderful. Great memory of your mom. I'm sure she would be very, very proud. So shout out to the room, y'all. I'm listening.
Thank you, Check Yourself. And I'm so happy to see you here. Don't forget to come every Sunday. Just... You learn how to exhale.
Hey, Salty Coffee. Hey there, and everybody in the listeners. This is awesome. I do like to say I didn't get a chance to vote, but I don't know. Maybe next time. I don't know. Would you consider letting people vote live in addition to voting on the website? And I will continue to listen. Looking forward to hearing who the winner is for the 5th annual Salty Coffee Poetry Contest. Yay!
All right.
Girl, hurry up. It's Miss Ruby. I know everybody's like, come on, we trying to get to this. You know how we are. Come on now. Grand Rising. You know, let's do this. Let's do this. You know, you did a great job. And just wanted to make sure that I put it out there that you did a phenomenal job and giving it time. It wasn't a one-day event. It was one day that gave enough room for true results. And that you should be commended for. I'm trying to tell you, you're doing a great job. And it's getting better every year. You'll build. Don't worry. Don't stress it. And you'll have more people participating. And you will also be getting the gift certificate from P2G for learning today. Have a great one. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Thank you. And let's thank P2G Networks for contributing to this Salty Coffee Poetry Contest. I mean, you do know that at 19, you know, when you have the only person that you feel that it's going to be there for you, and then they're not, and then you really don't have much communication about financials and stuff like that. In the 80s and 90s, that's just not something that parents talk to us about. And I'm not talking about my specific culture. This happens all around. Parents always, you know, never really spoke to their children or us about finances. And all we were taught was to go to school, get good grades so that we can either build a career or have a great job. And that's changing. That's changing for the better. So thank you, Ms. Ruby, for reminding me about that. And I hope that the winner will utilize the gift certificate to understand that too. And I think they will. I truly believe that.
Hey, greetings to everyone. Love the energy. Just you're listening and learning. Each day I rise up by giving thanks for life, you know. Here to learn, network, and greet everyone. Thank you all.
Thank you, Oshun. Thank you for stopping by. This is your second week here. I love it.
Congratulations, Salty. You tip my hat to you, Black sister doing a thing, you know, development, enlightenment, you know, doing your thing, man. And hi, everybody to the panel, what's going on? Eddie from the Bronx, peace and love.
Eddie from the Bronx? Oh, snap. All right. So, with a whopping 103 validated, verified votes, the winner of this year's 5th annual Salty Coffee Podcast Poetry Contest is our beautiful Sonia Dominique with It's Just Something About. I don't have an applause. Let me see if this works. Oh, you guys can't hear the applause, I don't think. Congratulations to Miss Sonia Dominique, and I will be sending you a private email along with another public one for all of the contestants. And Sonia Dominique is a pretty interesting person. or should I say a VIP, a very interesting person. If you're available to come up now and, you know, I'll hand you our virtual trophy, please let me know. I do know that, let me see how to do this. Yeah. You can cast because I think you're at work, but oh.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, baby girl.
Thank you. Hey, Salty Coffee. Everybody in the listeners. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm excited.
I know you are. You worked hard. I saw you reading all the emails. You were the first person to submit your submissions properly with no hassle. I didn't have to go back and forth with you not understanding the process. And your family and friends really went there and voted for 103 votes, validated and verified. Congratulations with that. That brings me joy. So I would love for you to take the opportunity, and I will give you the names and the emails of those that voted for you so that you can give them a thank you note. And if you need some lessons on how to send the thank you notes on Canva, introduction to Canva, bring your 103 friends over so I can learn how to do it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm still processing. I hear everything you're saying, but thank you. I just want to thank the people that voted for me, my friends and family and strangers. I don't know some of them. Okay. And, I think this fifth annual poetry contest was good because I had two favorites along with the other contestants. I did like Elizabeth's poem, which was How I Exhale. It was given like a 90s vibes kind of feel, like a Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou kind of vibe. So I did like it. And I missed the 90s in a way. the other poem that I liked was In Spectacular. She did a great job. The 10 Surprise. It was given Sesame Street, AKA Reedy Rainbow, AKA Cookie Monster. And it's true, like with the 10 cookie container, like with, well, as far as me growing up, it was like hair accessories for my sibling and I and stuff. So that was cool.
Tell us a little bit about your poem. Tell us how you came about. What were you thinking? Did you write it the same day that you submitted it? Or how long? Well, tell us a little bit more, because I was kind of a little sexual, or maybe not. Sometimes, you know, people say, you know, they'll, if you're reading it, like if I was just with the words, right, and I was reading it, I may not have read it like you did. But tell us a little bit more about that poem, your poem.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was like, I wrote it like before you announced the poetry contest, believe it or not. And I was just in my head. So whatever that was coming through, I was just like, let me write this down. That's how I felt. Hopefully I can experience that kind of, you know, love in the future. I'm looking forward to it and stuff. But you know what's crazy? Sometimes it's like you think about it, like you think of it, and then you're like writing it down. You're like, nah, that this doesn't sound right. And you're like scribbling the words and stuff, like you're just like trying to get it together. But I think I did a good job as far as like putting it together and everything. And everything that I wrote about was just basically from my thoughts, my thinking, it just came from my thoughts. That's all.
Are you, is that what happens? Like when you're walking around, you think boxers or briefs like that, something about like that?
Yeah,
or maybe you're too young to know the boxers or brief commercial. Have you ever seen that Ames commercial?
No, but I got your comparison of what you were trying
to say.
The
joke?
Yeah.
That was a joke, Sonia. So there was a commercial one time where they were, you know, sponsoring, you know, they were marketing for men's underwear. And the women would be like, shorts? What is it? Or boxers. Boxers or briefs, one of those. So that was just that. But anyway, I'm sharing my age. It's not relevant right now. Go ahead, Sonia. I'm sorry.
Which is wonderful. It's a blessing. It's a wonderful thing to be older. But no, like normally, like I come up with stuff. Not even, you know how like you like people say, oh no, just like sit down and have the piece of paper in front of you and then just like write it down. It doesn't come to me like that. It's just like I just have to be just doing something and it comes to me. Then I'll just hurry. I'll hurry to jot it down and stuff like that. Just like if you're having a dream and you wake up and you like you're trying to find a piece of paper, it's good to keep like a notepad or something by your dresser or something like that, just so you can write down what you just dreamt about and stuff. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, but congratulations. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. But I just want to say congratulations to you in doing this beautiful poetry contest. I hope you continue to flourish in this project that you have and other things that you, you know, goals that you have planned in the future. Because this right here is just basically elevating yourself. And so by you elevating yourself, you also elevated your mother in the spiritual realm. And I believe, and that's for everybody in general, once you elevate yourself here in the crazy world, you also elevate your ancestors as well. So shout outs to you. If it sounds like I'm getting emotional, my mother passed away too. So I feel like us being on the panel and stuff, I just feel like they're probably like acknowledging each other right now in the spiritual realm.
Thank you, Dominique, and thank you for sharing that. I did not know that, and I'm glad that this poetry contest motivated you, inspired you to join it and participate and share. You know, the poem didn't have to be specifically about our parents or a loved one, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate that you made it very fun and very original about yourself. You're single and ready to mingle, okay? but thank you for that. And I'm hoping to motivate more young ladies like yourself to understand that, you know, I always talk about my mom in present tense. Like I never say she was a happy person. She is a happy person. Yeah. So that's something that I always do. And she's here. Your mom is here. And you're right. It's a good thing to motivate people to share their words. And I'm glad that you were able to accomplish 103 votes, which is a lot. that means that you are being cared for and you have great friends and supportive fans, if you will, and friends and family. And congratulations. You'll be getting an email from me, if not today, tomorrow. I already have your Cash App, or if you would like your the funds to be transferred to you differently, please let me know ahead of time, either by emailing me or sending you know, a text or whatever, whichever way works best for you. And the listeners, thank you for coming every Sunday, sharing the poetry contest with your friends and family to participate. That was very helpful. And I think this was the first year that I actually spoke about the story of why the poetry contest and what it's about. Artists who participate in poetry, they usually don't look at things as contests, stuff like that, but this is different. And I'm not a poetress, is that what it's called? A female that writes poems?
I think so. Yeah. But so. No, Miss Queen Sati Coffee, you already know, like, you know, our moms are, your mom is probably saying hola, and my mom is saying bonsoir. Or,
oh, like, that's right.
That's
right. So that's amazing. But, so, go ahead. Sorry.
But Cash App all the way, you know, Cash App, I'm okay with it. But okay. I don't know if it's okay with you, if you don't mind if I play my poetry.
Yes, go ahead.
cool. Thank
you. You want to do it right now?
Yep, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, perfect. I'll mute myself.
This poem is called It's Just Something About. It's just something about. It's being at a party event in the same room, admiring each other from afar. Handsome, with a strong jawline and a slick black suit. I'm the lady in red, beautiful curves, natural hair, low-key, want to hunch. It's just something about the grand red carpet entry. As a couple, superpower couple, walking side by side. It's relationship goals, Mr. and Mrs. It's something about finally getting home and listening to the sound of the zipper from my dress unzipping, then feeling his gentle hands unhooking my diamond necklace. The feel of his masculine 5'10" body frame brushing up against me. It's us in our master bedroom with open balcony doors, ushering the breeze of the moonlight's air. Him running his fingers through my hair, my hands caressing his muscular back, my legs apart, middle moist, anticipating the thrust of his manhood. It's just something about falling asleep in his arms while watching Netflix. The smell of his cologne, the cozy ambiance on the couch, the aroma of veggie pizza, butter popcorn, potato chips, and sweet red wine. The light glare cast on the wall from the big flat TV screen. Toshi, toshi! It's just something about, yes ma'am, this bundle of service will save you $250 for the year. And I reply, well, let me consult with my husband first. Thank you for your time. It's just something about dancing together on a lazy Saturday afternoon. Move on, one step, two step, body synchronized. It's top notch dressed to the T. Photo shoot, queen and king. Take a picture, click, click. Take a picture, click, click. It's just something about respecting his solitude. Vice versa minds. Miss you, babe. FaceTime. Praying and meditating together. Crisscross applesauce. Thank you, Lord. It's just something about having steak dinner at a 5-star restaurant, secretly paying the bill with the waiter. It's him, babe, hold on now. We gotta pay the bill. We gotta pay the bill now. It's me, babe, don't worry about it. I took care of it already. It's him looking puzzled in the face. You pay the bill, babe? It's me, yeah. It's him and his thoughts. But then damn, look at my baby. It's us walking out of the restaurant to 2019 black Cadillac Escalade. Him opening the passenger door. It's him smacking my butt before getting into the car. It's just something about putting onions in his socks. Chicken noodle soup with soda on the side. It's just something about, congrats, you have a healthy baby. It's him walking into the hospital with a baby carriage. It's the small talks. It's just something about wanting to be somewhere peaceful and having some intimacy moments. It's just something about. It's just something about. It's just something about.
Amazing. Thank you. And we have Ms. Ruby in the house.
I can just give it big ups, baby. Baby girl, it's just something about. That's right.
Thank you, Ms. Ruby.
Hello, sweetheart. Ms. Dominique, the first time I listened to that poem, you actually drew so many memories. Oh, my God. I don't know if these were your personal feelings about or memories about time, but I remember those things. I've been with my husband for 30 years, and I have had those moments. As a matter of fact, we recently shared one. Crazy enough, we did our laundry last night. We bought something to eat, and we sat down in the laundromat and had dinner while doing laundry at the laundromat and laughed and talked and had such a good time. It didn't quite take a steak to make it happen, but I know what you mean. when you can pay the bill and he can see how far you've come and how much you appreciate him, oh yeah, girl, you on the right track. Those are great feelings. Thank you so much for sharing that and bringing me back, because that just, it caught my heart, honey. It really did. It caught
You're
my heart.
Welcome. I didn't think it would touch your heart like that, but thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to get all your business out there. She's like, ooh, wait. So are you dating someone? Because that sounds like you want someone.
I'm silent on that. I won't be silent on that, Miss. Yeah.
It's okay. No, it's okay. You don't have to answer it. But it sounds like someone who's having a wonderful experience, or even if you're just watching it, it's like, wow, that's awesome. You know, and it really is. And that's perspective that I have to say, I'm not a poetess. I am not a poetess. My poetry is with technology and with finance. That's how I express my art. And what I do love about poets, as I actually do have a lot of poets who are friends of mine, and I support and even have VJ'd different programs with poets. You guys have a perspective on life that is just so profound. You know how to pull the fabric out of life to the forefront and put it right in our eyes visually, auditorily.
I don't even think I'm like that professional at, you know, writing poetry, but I did write the poem, so. But thank you.
I think I want you to give yourself some credit, because it comes from somewhere. Believe it or not, it's not about, and I learned this from my poets, it's not even about your skill. It's more about what comes naturally. This is your art. This is your gift. You know, everybody says everybody's got a gift. This is actually your gift. And most of us take a while before we can actually display it or clarify it or show it to the world clearly. You were able to really pen that with perfection. I want to tell you, you are a professional. That is, you're getting ready to get paid for yours. So you are now professional.
Thank you. Messy. Thank you. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Yes.
And now she's going to be able to teach them.
Yes. I'm doing it now. I'm actually sending this to you. I says congrats, winner. And I'm sending you the P2G. It's a $500 voucher for a 3-hour session with Miss Ruby. It's a live session and instructional on investment support, cyber safety training, as well as NFTs and financial literacy in all of those areas. We've had one other person who received this and she had a ball. It is 3 days. You pick your time. It's something you can do. So what you're going to do is redeem it and set a schedule of 3 days over the time you need to. And we are going to go to work on teaching you how to turn. And it doesn't matter if it's your poetry or if it's something else that you create. We're going to show you how to create income and manage finances so that you can start to build up your life and have value for everything you do. And that's what we're actually donating from P2G.
Thank you. Look forward to that. I do.
You're very welcome. So you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to make some money. Yeah, that's right.
Let's get to that money.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Now, I just want to put it out there. That's not just for our sister here, Dominique. You guys get on P2G. I'm not kidding. You guys get a free class, starts up. You guys get on P2G, get the free class on Thursdays, where we're going to sit down and show you how to shift and shake some money out of these trees out here. Black Girls in Web3 has been putting out some great, dropping some great jewels. Y'all can't miss them. They let look. Dazzle alone comes with a whole how to make money platform in many different ways right from your phone. And she got me over here about to open up a bank account that's going to pay me and pay you. I'm like, I thought that this was something that I had seen before, but this ain't nothing like I saw before, because these banks are actually giving away money so that you will invest in your finances and put into them so they can grow. I didn't know that. So this is just one thing she introduced me to. And she was like, yeah, you can do that up until $10,000. I'm sorry. So if y'all looking to make some extra cash, this is the place to be. We're trying to make sure that people get put on in the right way and keep it safe. I love you, Miss Salty Coffee. You are my sister in life and in love and liberty. And I'm really grateful Thank that you. We keep bringing people in. Yes, you did a phenomenal job. I was not joking. This one was awesome. I was there for last year's, but this one was profound. So you're getting much better. I want you to give yourself some credit because this was awesome. We had a great time.
Thank you.
That's right.
I'm going to play these two messages before people leave and I cut it off. Let me just play these two messages.
Congratulations, Sonia. You won the votes without no campaign. You killed them with no campaign. Peace and love, though. Congratulations, though.
Thank you.
That's true.
Great times. Great times to the room. Great times. Salty Coffee. Sonia is so amazing. I always had you pegged out for being introvert. And, you know, you told me, you said, I'm extrovert. I just speak when I must. And I'm glad to see you win. You got to keep pushing. Got to keep moving forward. And that goes to anybody. Just keep pushing, keep prospering. And Salute just came by to say, much love, and Salty, you're definitely a trailblazer. You know, they say the definition of a trailblazer is something new. Well, Salty, when are you not doing something new? When are you not benchmarking? When are you not meeting the things you need to meet? But much respect. I'm definitely a big fan.
Thank you, FOP. I am an introvert, though. FYI.
That's what's up. Have a wonderful day. I gotta get moving.
Exactly. Me too. That's some planning.
Yes, we love you all. Sonia. I love you all. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, congratulations again.
Thank you. But I want to play one song for your mom and my mom too.
Okay, perfect.
Can you feel the beat? Can you feel the beat with
P2G Networks, thank you Salty Coffee, thank you for everyone that voted for me, thank you for myself, thank you for God, thank you everybody.
Thank you Sonia, and thank you for that. You got me moving, you got me warmed up for my workout for the rest of the day. And also, yeah, for those of you who are on the Oculus or virtual reality and want to work out with Salty Coffee and learn how I lost 30 pounds in 5 months, come join me on the virtual reality in the Meta. Salty Coffee is my name and losing weight is the game. But yeah, that's an amazing thing. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you so much for participating from day one and hanging in there, reading all the instructions and following the rules. And you will be getting my email and your funds and your money and your gift certificate voucher with P2G Networks very soon.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And good luck on your workout today.
Yes, because I'm going to need it. All right, hon.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Hey, hey there again. Hey, Salty Coffee, and congratulations to you, Sonia, on being the winner. Yay. And I want to say, I am listening to you here on stereo and also watching you on YouTube. And people missed Salty Coffee doing her little dance on YouTube. So if y'all not watching her on YouTube, y'all just missed it. And congratulations to you again, Sonia.
Thank you, Sister Crystal. Yeah, I'll be doing a little bit more of what I do in the virtual reality on YouTube on one of these Sundays. So if you are on the Oculus and you would like to just learn how to work out and just really burn it out, come join me. I try to do at least 3 times a week for a vigorous workout. But they also have meditation. They have all kinds of things there that you can learn how to do, stretching and stuff. And it is kind of like, well, how do you work out with this thing in your face? Listen, whatever works for you is what you're going to do. And this works for me because the workouts is fun. It includes dancing in it. It has great music. So that's what I like. I like to move. I like to be able to just get up and do it and not have to drive or take a subway to go to the gym. I mean, them gym days are over for me. I will no longer be doing a gym membership because, you know, it was something that worked for me in the past. But I do have to know how to balance it out and not use the Oculus solely for working out. I also have to, you know, walk, which I do, try to do 15,000 steps a day. And that's something that you'll learn in P2G Networks as well, how to get paid for walking. So, yeah, come back next Sunday. What do I have next Sunday? Let's see. Next Sunday is, are you a habitual use of devices? Speaking of. And then Denim Day, which is on April 24th, but I will be talking about it on the 21st. So Denim Day is a very important day for everyone to know. It's a national, it's a actually international thing. The story behind it started in Italy, and it's a campaign to support, you know, it's not about what women wear that have men behaving inappropriately. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about why is it that men feel the need to behave a certain way and the excuses like, well, you know, shouldn't have been wearing that. We need to change that mindset for sure, for sure. And then a habitual device user, like, are you always on your phone? Do you depend on your phone? What happens if your phone breaks? What happens if you lose all of your passcodes, whatever, and you solely use a specific device or just electronics to live a daily life, and you're using nothing else? You order food online, you make reservations online, you go to the movies online, you watch everything on your phone. We're going to talk about that, the do's and don'ts, and the healthy part of that and the unhealthy part of that, and the pros and cons as well.
What time next Sunday again? I just missed it.
Did you say the topic for next? I don't think he's here anymore, but the topic for next week is that what he said? I can't remember. But and then the weekend after that is Self-Care Sunday. Are you anti-seductive? That's something to think about, because a lot of people correlate being seducive with sex, and sometimes that's not everything. People can be seductive when getting a job, looking for a career, or getting things done. And then after that is Battle of the Berries, and we can go on and on, but the objective of every Sunday is that you've learned something about yourself that's gonna be a healthy habit. Let's try to remove one bad habit and incorporate a new good one for making sure that we live a happy week moving forward. So I am so happy, Sonia, that you won this contest with a whopping 103 votes. Amazing, amazing. And we will be reaching out to you soon. All right. And then you can come back and give us a little, next week, you can come back and share your experience with the whole thing. Was it easy? Was it not easy? And, I'll send out a survey for you to fill out on, how we can improve it for next year. All right. Everyone, take care of yourselves. I love you all. Be good and be healthy.